After the UW-Madison College Republicans brought commentator David Horowitz to campus in October, they were billed $1,200 for police protection. Grothman says the UW is using the fees to silence voices outside what he calls the left-wing orthodoxy of the university's classrooms. He says school administrators should instead have cracked down on nasty emails sent to the college Republicans and on demonstrators at Horowitz's speech.
We should not be rewarding this behavior by penalizing the speaker or the group who wants to bring him in. I don't think if it was a liberal speaker, they would have considered it controversial.
Grothman says if administrators don't act to make the UW campus a free speech zone, he'll push to put a law in the books banning security fees. But Don Nelson, Assistant Director of State Relations for the UW-Madison, says those fees are assessed by local police, who decide the amount independent of any group or speaker's affiliation.
It's hard to tell what the partisan nature of an event is, and frankly, they're not concerned about that. They're more concerned about the safety and security of the event and the campus, and the assessment is done simply with that in mind.
Past security fees have ranged from under $100 to nearly $5,000 for a variety of political, religious, and cultural events. Nelson says going forward, student groups should meet with UW administrators before an event takes place to make sure they have adequate resources and supports for outstanding security needs. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.